My mother did a wonderful thing for me when I was a young boy. She took me to church. I mean, every week she took me to church. And my two brothers and my two sisters, Mom insisted that we go. And like most young boys, not too much of church stuck with me. Try as he might, there was a wonderful man named Reverend Jarvis that it just didn't stick. But I sure liked going to church because there were all these wonderful special events during the year. There were the potluck dinners. We used to have a lutefisk dinner at the church too, and that wasn't exactly my most fun one, but the potluck dinners were great. We would go on winter sledding parties, especially in upper elementary and junior high, and that's where they taught me how to pull taffy. And the best part of that was you started out with a half a stick of butter and you smeared it all over your hands so that taffy didn't stick. There was the Easter breakfast that was just so special. And then there was the Christmas pageant. Each year, the pageant was always prepared for in a very special way. I'm the middle one of five. And so in our various years of growing up, all of us were in the pageant at one time or another. And when I first started in the pageant, I got to be in the choir of angels. Yeah, me, an angel, imagine that. And then there was I spent a couple of years as an angel, and then I moved up. I could be a shepherd. I had gotten a little taller, and now I could be a shepherd. And then one year they chose me to be a wise man. I assure you it was not typecasting. But you know, as a wise man, you had a lot fancier costume than the rest of them. And you got to saunter in all the way from the back of the church down to the front. It was awesome being a wise man. But back then it was only a play. It was only something you did. It was something fun. And then afterwards, I remember, you always got a paper bag. And then the paper bag with some hard candy, and there was a popcorn ball in there, wrapped in red cellophane. Oh, I have great, great memories of those Christmas pageants. I didn't realize it at the time, but God was setting a plan in place, something that He would use later on when I became an adult. Something that was going to be a great truth that He would reveal to me. You see, I was in my early 30s before I ever accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And the very first Christmas after that event happened, I was reminded in the Christmas pageant at the church, I was reminded once again that I had received the greatest gift ever given, the Christ child. God showed me that the Christmas story is not just a story. It's real. It's absolutely true. The baby Jesus was God in the flesh. He had come to this world to live as a human. And at the age of 33, on the one hand, I was really saddened because I had missed it for so long. And yet, on the other hand, I was jumping up and down excited inside because there it was. There it was. Emmanuel. God was with us. God had come. And now, as each year passes, and we reach this time called Christmas, I'm more and more overwhelmed by the beauty of the Christmas story and the truth of it, and how every detail, every part of the story was planned out by God. And I think back to those Christmas pageants when I was a boy, and I realize now that I actually started out in the very best part in the whole play. Oh, I wish I could be an angel. I wish I could have been an angel at that very first Christmas. Angels are so cool. They live in heaven. They get to come here sometimes to do God's will. It was an angel named Gabriel. He came, he spoke to Mary, and he told her that she had found favor with God. He told her she would have a child, and that the child would be a special one. The child would be called the Son of the Most High. You see, that baby was going to be the Messiah, the Savior. Oh, if I were an angel, I could have heard Gabriel coming back to heaven and telling about his visit to Mary, telling the rest of the angels of God's plan to descend to earth as an infant, to hear Gabriel say that Mary was pretty scared at first, but was assured by his words that it was all a part of God's plan to save the world. The angel Gabriel also appeared to Joseph in a dream to tell him to follow through on the plan to take Mary as his wife. The angel told Joseph that the baby was going to be a boy that would save his people from their sins. Oh, if I were an angel, I might have been there to hear about Gabriel's encounter with Joseph. And Gabriel saying, you know that Joseph is a really good guy? He's going to be a good husband. He cares a lot for Mary. And I'm willing to bet that the angels were watching from heaven during Mary's pregnancy. And I'm guessing they probably talked amongst themselves, you know, maybe a little bit like we humans do when we watch a couple have their first child. Speaking things like, my, doesn't Mary look beautiful? She has that wonderful glow of an expectant mother. And look at Joseph. He's just watching Mary's every move. He's so attentive. And inside, he's so nervous about becoming a dad. Oh, they're such a fine couple, that Joseph and Mary. I wish I were an angel. Then maybe I could have gone as part of the angel choir who celebrated with Gabriel. With Gabriel when he told the shepherds the good news, today Christ the Lord is born in Bethlehem. The Christ child, you know, grew up to be a man who would suffer and die on a cross for the sins of everyone. Ascending into the clouds, he would return to heaven shortly after his resurrection. And oh, if I were an angel, maybe I might have been one of the two that were chosen to speak to the men of Galilee that day as they watched Jesus leave them, to tell them, don't worry, he's coming back. In our singing, the lighting of candles, and the scriptures we have read this night, once again we have shared the age-old story of Jesus' birth. The story is still as amazing now as it was 2,000 years ago. The Holy God's so loving you that He sent Jesus so you could be with God throughout all eternity. The baby who came that night and that grew into a man is the one who frees us from our sins. He restores broken relationships. He gives us hope when all we see is despair. And He is the greatest gift that's ever been given. This Christmas, I invite you to open up your hearts and allow Jesus the Savior to enter in. You will never be the same. And the angels in heaven, oh, they're going to rejoice. Let us pray. Lord God, I do wonder what it might have been like to be an angel during that time. But maybe it's even more wondrous to be a human being and to discover the wonder of it all and how true it is. So thank you that on this night we remember and on this night we are gifted once again with the opportunity to accept the Holy One into our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.